your program director, I would fine you every time you make a reference to a Pennsylvania high school.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that horse's ass will be with us in 10 minutes. Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker. Yeah.
Odyssey NFL Insider joins us every other Tuesday, and he will join us at noon. I'm sorry, at 11. At 11 in 10 minutes.
If Evan was gangster, he'd play that audio of you saying that.
Saying what?
He's a horse's ass. And then you'd be like, I was just playing, Ross.
Well, that's the way it would come down, because I was just playing, you know.
Scared of Willard.
Don't forget, Ross gives me more grief than I give him.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about this idea that I have about the Niners?
Well, boy.
And the Golden State Warriors made a ton of playoffs in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And there was always a thought that maybe those extra long seasons took their toll. And I'm just thinking, so if you've made the championship game 4 out of the last 5 years, like, I'm looking at their guys like Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
Like, he's played 12 playoff games in the last 5 years. Trent Williams has played 9 playoff games in the last 3 years. Is there any George Kittle has played all 12 games in the postseason the last 5 years. And I'm just wondering if stuff's just not catching up to him right now in terms of just the wear and tear over the last few seasons with these guys having to play into January and February. And I get it. It's the NFL. But 12 extra games in the last 5 years, that's not nothing. No. That's not nothing.
And I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's not, Stoney, but like you said, everybody has issues. Nobody outside what? The Chiefs have played as much playoff football as the Niners during this run that you talk about. But at the end of the day, this is what training camp is for. This is what the offseason is for. Your rest, you know, you try to put all kind of good stuff into your body to get ready for this long haul. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you, especially a guy that doesn't play, that watches the game eating cheese and chips with the remote, that there's nothing to that. But no excuses, right? You got to go out there. It's a game of attrition.
Yeah. I mean, you have to. But there is the reality of just, you know, the toll it takes on players' bodies, and they've played as many playoff games in the last 5 years probably as any team out there, and their roster's getting a little bit up there, certain players for sure, and just throwing that one out there
and
figure it out.
Yeah, Stoney, I can't get out of my mind. You know, we talk about, you know, I called Mason baby Marshawn Lynch, and that's just a compliment because he runs hard, but McCaffrey also runs hard, and I'm just remembering him running on the field even last year in the playoffs in the Super Bowl. Stoney, he got 3 or 4 dudes on him, and he always meets that intensity with intensity because he's in such good shape. But it's like, damn, I marvel at him, like, how are you holding up? And
see, I look at McCaffrey as a guy who avoids more tackles than Jordan Mason. I feel like McCaffrey's really good at,
but it's those gang tackles, Donnie. You are right. It's once the guy's getting you, and then here comes the rest of everybody to jump on you. That's what I see from McCaffrey a lot, the gang tackles.
Let's go to Will in the East Bay. Hey, Will, how's it going, man? What do you think's going on with the Niners?
Willie.
Well, good to talk to you again.
Thanks.
Always nice talking to Steiny and Guru. You know, I was watching another show yesterday, and they had mentioned that play where IU could run free.
Yes.
And Purdy couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also came to find out that by design, IU could improvise and saw, you know, the grass up ahead was empty and took off. Well, Purdy is, if he's a system quarterback, he's the ultimate system quarterback. And he didn't see him, but he wasn't supposed to see him. And it just brought a thought to my head about Patrick Mahomes and that offense they run at Kansas City. And it's almost like they have a playbook 1 and a playbook 2. And when all hell breaks loose and they're breathing down his neck, it's like he morphs into this different quarterback. But the key is, this isn't just, you know, playing sandlot football. It's like these receivers, especially Kelce, they know the spots or where to go. It's almost like an alternate playbook,
right,
that they go into. But it's not random. It almost seems like it's something that's rehearsed or practiced that they know. But my point being, I don't think Purdy has that playbook number two. Or if he does, I mean, he was improvising, but he was just scanning that whole field. But I think, you know, in Kansas City, it's by design.
Yeah, thanks, Will. I know what you're talking about. It's when a play breaks down, there seems to be an unspoken communication between a great quarterback and his receivers once everybody knows that the play is broken down. And the Chiefs are obviously great at that. And Mahomes has an incredible relationship with Kelce, and they just seem to be on the same page. And Brandon Ayuk and Brock Purdy have been on the same page in the past. It just doesn't seem like they are right now. And yeah, I think all 49er fans are just hoping it's a function of Ayuk missing training camp. But you can't deny that it feels like there's something more going on with Brandon Ayuk. I don't want to guess what it is. But he doesn't look like he's playing with a lot of passion either.
That's concerning. I don't know what's going on, you know, upstairs with Brandon Ayuk, Stani. Like I said, I felt like, I just felt like he won. He got paid. He got paid handsomely. So I don't know what the ill will could be, but maybe if you had brought this up or alluded to it yesterday. But I will say this about the caller's point. I think Brock Purdy's doing that when the play breaks down, and a lot of times Juwan Jennings is on the other end of catching passes that way. Like, that rapport is there. So, you know, I would just say that's an Ayuk problem. It's a Niner problem also. But damn, Stani, there is a price to pay if you're not at OTAs and you're not in camp and you and the quarterback's doing his part. And I do know he missed him. He was open. It was off script. But, I mean, it's got to get fixed sooner than later, because right now it looks like to me, partner, and that's why I brought up you had the ball against Minnesota down six. That was the drive that didn't result or culminate in any points. You had the ball 24-24 against the Rams. Forget everything that's happened. You're tied. Let's go down there and Joe Montana and get in field goal range, bleed the clock, and get out of here with the win. That didn't happen. So at the end of the day, partner, something's got to give. And what if the defense doesn't get rectified? Defense is your offense. You got to put up more points. And you scored 3 points against the Rams last week in the fourth quarter.
Well, maybe that's the issue. The issue is that right now, with all these guys hurt on offense, they don't have the firepower to score 30 points with this team right now.
But if one guy catches a ball, let's just forget his name. You know what I'm saying, Stoney? Then everything, maybe they can.
What do you mean?
If Bale catches that ball, you know, they got more points on the scoreboard, but maybe we're not looking at their – like, I don't look at their offense restricted. Even though they're missing some heavyweights, missed opportunities.
See, I feel like in the NFL, like, there are plays to be made every week. And a guy either makes the play or he doesn't make the play. You look at the Eagles game the other week. Saquon Barkley drops a ball, and Atlanta comes, drives the field, and scores the winning touchdown. So those are the plays that you have to make. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about football, with 17 games and every game's pretty important compared with the other sports. I mean, Ronnie Bell he's got to catch that ball. Yeah. And one of the reasons the 49ers lost was because he didn't catch that ball. And another reason the 49ers lost is because they gave up a long punt return at the worst possible time. And they lost because their defensive backs got beat, and one resulted in a long penalty, and one resulted in the Rams getting down close to the goal line on Charvarius Ward. And they lost partly because there is no impact right now that the defensive line is making. So there are a lot of issues right now with this team.
Those are heavy,
but,
too.
I mean, they just don't – they haven't made any plays. Or a lot of them, or enough of them. Jeff's in Rhode Island. What's up, Jeff? How you doing, man?
Hey guys. How's it going? I know I've been listening the last couple of days, and I know, first off, with Sunday's game, I feel so horrible for Jennings, because that was his That was his breakout game, and he should be getting flowers. And all we're hearing about is everything else. And I've heard about the play calling. I mean, we were getting over 6 yards per play, so it can't be the play calling. My concern is, and it's always been this way, is that defense, and especially third downs, when you're getting third and longs, and we're still giving up first downs. And it's like we've got playmakers. First off, the pass rush isn't getting there. Yep. We're not causing big plays. And we've got holds like at every level. And I wonder, is Greenlaw such a big loss that like things like that he's one guy with Warner kind of piecing everything together, and it's saving some of the holes, they're blocking up some of those holes that we do have?
He's that good, Stoney. I'll say that. If I'm a Niner fan, you best believe you want it to be a Super Bowl hangover, because when I hear hangover, that's not about talent. That's just about your mentals. What I'm looking at is it's about the skill set and the skill set on the defense and the defensive line. That's and the lack of skill set. So, Stoney, I would take a Super Bowl hangover all day as opposed to avoiding the rat on the table, it being about talent.
It might be about talent. It might be about talent.
I'm not seeing that a non-emotion, I guess.
Okay, give me a play where people were going crazy. Like, remember when? Give me anything that resembles Bosa sliding on the grass against Washington.
I had nothing for you.
Exactly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They have not played with any noticeable fire that I've seen. Fred Warner's Fred Warner, but there's 10 other guys on defense. The defensive backs haven't been good. The defensive line has gotten no pressure.
We sure haven't seen a viral video of number 71 pancaking a dude that we normally see. I know it's early. But you know what I'm talking about, where he just looks like the Incredible Hulk.
What about week one?
Week one.
When they kick 6 field goals.
No, I'm saying the defense. Like, if you're talking about not playing with fire, they did play with fire for 1 week.
Well, maybe they got to figure out how to do that on the road. Maybe they got a boost from the Monday night crowd. And maybe, you know, it's kind of easier to play with emotion when you're up, and they were up all that game. Yeah. Although then you could say the same about Sunday, and they didn't play with much emotion, I felt. That's just me. Do you guys agree? At 888-957-9570. Quarterback pressures. McKivitz, 5. Next up, Trent Williams, 3. Brendel, 3. Banks, 2. Pooney, 2. Sobert, 1.
And the bottom line is your quarterback had to get an MRI, even though you said it was clean on his back. That's not good. He's not the biggest dude either. Stoney, 10 rushes. How much of those were, because he was running for his life? But, they got to be better. They just do. So you talked about, and I ain't forgot your lesson. I didn't agree with it. Load management in football. And out of nowhere, Kittle wasn't available. But I'm watching this closely, Stoney. Like, a back is – I don't got to tell you how serious that is. But it is strange. He comes off a game where he got sacked 6 times. He's running for his life, doing everything he can against the Rams. And he played exceptional. And now he's got whatever's going on. Like, you got to protect him better.
This is a good point from the 510, and I'd forgotten it, but it's true. You say 2 home games, You say two games on the road, but SoFi was 75% Niners fans. Yeah, you're right. I can't deny that. You know I'm not a big fan of this word, but the 360 nails it. No swagger. They don't have any swagger right now. Ayuk going public is not the issue, says the 503. The issue is his poor body language and attitude for somebody who just got paid to run cardio routes and drop passes. He's been acting this way since the Super Bowl loss. He makes it all about him. That's what a lot of that describes a few receivers. Let's just put it that way. But Ayuk's not off to a good start. That's obvious.
Yeah.
That's absolutely obvious. Let's take a listen to some of Kyle Shanahan. And this is the one that I'm going to start at the bottom because I found this one interesting. And the reason I found it interesting is because it sounds to me like a coach who, I don't want to say is reaching, but it's a coach who doesn't want to exactly give in to getting beat fair and square. Take a listen.
You'd love to be able to make the tackle at the gunner. I loved how I think Malik shot his guns, which slows the guy down a little bit, and you need a contained player on that play when he gets to the sidelines. You know, there was a clip in the back, which would have, you know, negated him from getting to the sidelines, but once they did end up clipping us, he got to that edge, and our contained player, who was supposed to be there, was not there. He was sucked up in the middle, and then it get to that, which led to a huge play, and that's coaching, that's playing, that's everything. But that's why it happened, and we got to make sure that we get a guy there, because if they do get to the edge, however they get to the edge, you better have a guy in contain, and we didn't.
Once they clipped, they were, you know, refs missed the call.
Yeah.
Missed the call.
But right, that was just, like we talked about, it was one play of the game. And as Evan pointed out, we were talking about the drop by Ronnie Bell. That was second down. You know, you still had other times to make up for that. And it seems like two of the three games this season, the Niners haven't, you know, we get fixated on one play, but there's other opportunities that are not being had, and that's why they sit at 1-2.
From the 510, this is interesting, and the texter may be onto something. The hangover is not from the Super Bowl appearance. It's from the lousy offseason. I can throw the training camp in there, too. I mean, their guys didn't play a lot in training camp. And now they've started the season pretty slow.
Well, and to Evan's point, they dominated the Jets,
well,
right?
The Jets stunk. Let's put the rat on the table that night.
Well, there's a reason you stink. The Niners made them stink.
They're 2-1.
Yeah.
Right, but let's not forget that Aaron Rodgers is playing his first game in like 2 years. Right. So they got the benefit of having him rusty. And
they ran the ball down their throat, which has still been the good thing about this Niners season and offense, Donnie. They've been running the ball effectively.
They have.
Baldy was talking about, I'll call it the backup to the backup, but he was just talking about the yards per attempt for Mason, Stoney. That's kind of going down, you know, the more he carries, and that's kind of obvious, but you want to give him some rest too. Now, I'm not saying a quarter, but you want to have some relief for him, and that's why we saw Garindo. I don't know what you thought of him, but he ran the ball. And especially
yeah,
now that everything is
he ran the ball
is Red Cross. You got to be careful. You don't want to run anybody in the ground. Is my point.
This is Baldy, Brian Baldy, on with the morning show on Jordan Mason's workload.
I mean, he's got 70 touches now, Joe, in three games. Like, you know, you're on pace right now for 300. He's never done this before. I don't know if he can hold up the way they're going. You know, you need Debo back. You need Garendo. Like, you can't. I don't think you could pound Jordan Mason because of the way that he runs. Like, he finishes his runs. He finishes hard, which is great. You want that. I don't know that he can handle 70 more touches the next 3 weeks without wearing down. You look at his total yards right now. You look at his yards per carry. Since that Jet game, it has decreasingly gone down.
Yep.
And so that's not a great sign right now.
Wow. That's Brian Baldinger on with the morning show. And To me, you know, it seems pretty obvious, and maybe we should have thought about it a little bit before, but you can't go from a backup who doesn't carry the ball a lot to all of a sudden a guy who's
Earl Campbell
asked to run 20, 25 times a game and you got to start thinking about how much he can last and how much he can do over the course of a season. So, you know, maybe they got to really monitor Jordan Mason in the next few weeks to see what he looks like. I thought he looked pretty good on Sunday, but Baldy's right. He runs hard.
Oh, man.
He runs hard. And so does Deebo Samuel. And sometimes you have to just acknowledge that the guys who play like that might get hurt a little more than the guys who don't.
McCaffrey runs hard also, Stoney.
He does. He does.
He takes a pounding.
And he's hurt.
Yeah.
So there you go. And he's gotten hurt. So I don't know.
Corindo had 5 carries for 19 yards, 3.8 a pop. So his longest was 6 yards. But, I mean, man, at this point, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, Stoney, I know it's a violent sport. You just mentioned it. You can't manipulate it. But, damn, man, Baldy, that was some real stuff about J.P. Mason.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. If I asked you what's the one big thing wrong with the 49ers, how would you answer that right now? How would you answer it?
And yours is no swagger, no fire.
Sure. Sure.
Man.
That's one of them.
I'm gonna watch that this week.
That's one of them. I mean, there's so many. I mean, to me, the stars have not performed well. Your big boys have not played well, other than Brock Purdy. I mean, you can make it, like, Brock Purdy's having the best year of any Niner, probably other than Fred Warner right now. Maybe Jordan Mason.
Yeah.
So Purdy's been the bright spot. He's the one player that we're not worried about right now. It doesn't feel like outside of the issue with his back.
Yeah, no doubt.
If he has one. So that's been a real nice silver lining for the San Francisco 49ers. But,
and you got to throw Juwan in there, too. I know it was one game.
Yeah, sure. You know, the defensive backfield doesn't look great. They're not. The offensive line hasn't been great. The defensive line, not very good.
Like, that's a lot.
Like, that's all, pretty much the whole team. Their best receiver, not doing well.
Special teams.
Question is it correctable or not? Do you think this is all correctable if you're a 49er fan?
Well, it better start this Sunday at 125 against the Pats.
And if it is correctable, does that give you a little bit more optimism for the rest of the season? Where is the optimism right now with the San Francisco 49ers?
If I asked you, do you think McCaffrey's coming back? You could say, "Ooh, I don't care," but I'm asking you.
I do care. I don't know.
Wow.
I have no idea.
I feel like none. He's not coming back after this first stint on the IR, Stoney. Like, I feel like that'll be extended.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Being in Germany is not good to me.
No, Christian McCaffrey seeing a specialist in Germany for his Achilles issue. Brock Purdy left that game Sunday with some back soreness. He's day-to-day. We'll find out. Well, they don't practice today, so we'll figure out what his status is tomorrow. But
that's a 105 start, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if you made a list of who's playing well for the Niners and who isn't, the list of who isn't is going to be significantly longer than who is.
Wow.
But, I mean, to me, you go to the stars. Brock Purdy, well, he's been great. He's not been the problem. Brandon Ayuk, well, he's been a problem. Trent Williams, he's been a problem. Nick Bosa, he's been a problem. Those guys just aren't performing up to their standards. And the question is why? Like, what's going on here? 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, at 7 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game, we're going to be airing a 2-hour special on mental health featuring some of the biggest names in music, news, and sports, and some of the most respected mental health professionals. I'm Listening is our 2-hour special, spreading awareness about mental health and the message that talk saves lives. The show will be hosted by Carson Daly, and it's available on the Odyssey app. For more info, visit imlistening.org.